For the second time this year, the city of Plzeň in West Bohemia is bracing itself for a march by neo-Nazi skinheads. As many as 400 skinheads will march down a route that takes them past Plzeň's Great Synagogue, the second largest in Europe. Efforts to ban the march have exhausted all legal avenues. The authorities are now concentrating on keeping groups of skinheads and anti-Nazi protesters apart. And politicians are looking to how future marches can be avoided without curtailing the freedom of speech. Rob Cameron has more.
Plzeň's shopkeepers will once again be rolling down the shutters on Saturday, and residents of the city centre will be looking for somewhere else to park. The city is on high alert as several hundred skinheads, as many as 400, according to some estimates, will descend upon the city, and anarchists and far-left protesters are expected to try and stop them. Plzeň mayor Pavel Rödl says the city is ready for all eventualities.
The center of town could be dangerous on Saturday. I'm not saying it will be, I'm saying it could be. We're prepared to suspend public transport. We're prepared to keep the far-right marchers apart from other groups of people. We're capable of keeping the marchers together to avoid any isolated clashes, at least until the end of the march.
Some 1,000 police officers backed by water cannon will be on standby to prevent any clashes as neo-Nazis march past the synagogue sometime after 2 p.m. on Saturday. Plzeň's Jewish community had applied to organise a gathering outside the synagogue at the same time, but the local authorities said no, fearing a public order nightmare. The head of the community, Eva Štiksova, says she's calling on her members to fully respect the ban.
We are calling on people not to gather in front of the synagogue because we don't want to break the law. The gathering has been banned and we don't want anyone to get hurt. If somebody does decide to go, then it's at their own risk.
The neo-Nazi march is only going ahead after the Supreme Administrative Court ruled that a decision by Pavel Rödl to ban a previous skinhead march planned for January the 19th was unlawful. The court ruled that the mayor of Plzeň acted illegally by not announcing the ban within 3 days of the organisers filing for permission to march, as stipulated under legislation guaranteeing the freedom of assembly. But critics say poorly funded and understaffed local councils need more than 3 days to confirm the real agenda of groups applying for permission to march. So, for example, when an individual turns up at the council saying he and a few friends want to hold a demonstration in favour of the freedom of speech, the town council often doesn't have the legal support required to investigate that person's possible links to neo-Nazi groups, or at least not within 3 days. Plzeň Jewish community leader Eva Štiksová, for one, says the period should be extended to at least 5 days. Others want even tougher legal measures against the far right. But in a country where freedom of assembly was curtailed for 4 decades, any curbs on that freedom will always be controversial.